Lord, we ask that you would be with us as we open your word this morning. Be with me as I speak. Give me clarity and be with all of us as we hear your words and help us to grow as in the knowledge of your word and help us to allow your word to change us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Galatians chapter 2. And we had summarized that Galatians is sort of divided into three sections, three big sections, two chapters each. And we're kind of in the middle of the first section where Paul is defending his apostolic authority, which was being challenged by this group. We really can't even call them outsiders because they were sort of in the church, but they were trying to stir things up and break things apart. And they were challenging the gospel that Paul had preached to them. And he was surprised that they had been, how soon they had been led astray. So in this section, we're gonna talk about how Paul's authority is approved by the Jerusalem church. And Paul recounts a part of his history in this part of the letter. And Paul recounts events that are given in much greater detail in the book of Acts. If you look in Acts chapters 11 through 14, we can see a lot of this information that's just in a few verses in the book of Galatians is more thoroughly fleshed out. And in my introduction, I'm going to refer to just a few of those things to kind of put us in the place that Paul was when he's writing this argument defending his apostolic authority. We read in Acts chapter 11. So if you want to get in Galatians 2 and stick your and then put a finger in that, which is what I'm doing right now, and then look over to the book of Acts, and I'll start with chapter 11, but we'll go quickly through just a few things in the book of Acts. In chapter 11, verse 22, we read about Barnabas, who was Paul's companion on his first missionary journey. Barnabas was sent to Antioch. And a few verses later, we read that Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Paul. We know that Tarsus was Paul's hometown. That's where he would have expected to find Paul. Excuse me. Paul and Barnabas ministered in Antioch, and this is a little bit confusing because we read about two Antiochs, and this is the first Antioch, the Antioch that's closer to Judea. So as you leave Israel going north, this would be the first Antioch that you come to. And it says that Paul and Barnabas ministered in Antioch for about a year. That's in Acts 11:26. And the thing that we remember about this Antioch church is this is the place where believers in Jesus Christ were first called Christians. That's kind of a neat thing. That would be a good thing to have on your sign out front. This is where they call us Christians, you know. So that was a good thing. And although in the first century, being called a Christian was usually a derogatory term, but this church in Antioch is where they were first called Christians. Anyway, Paul and Barnabas were charged with bringing famine relief funds to churches in Judea, churches in the area of Jerusalem. Many members were very poor, and in chapter 11:30, you tell me if I need to stop.